Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm gonna be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Harry, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
We are back, and it's another episode.
We are here. We are ready.
Are we ready?
I don't know, but I feel like every time we do this, my bun progressively gets bigger and bigger.
Well, you're growing your hair out, which I thought was my brand's, and I feel like you kind of copy my looks, and I'm starting to think, am I the fashionista here?
Wait, two things to say on that. One, I feel like it's getting bigger because it's closer to like my manifestations. It's just, like, my manifesting is in here. And two,
her hair's so big, like, it's full of secrets.
Two, I would like to say that Hannah called me the other day and accused me of copying one of her looks. And when I tell you, I've never been more offended in my life.
Okay. I have to say, I was making fun of Paige because I get mad at like a bazillion things throughout the day, where the only thing that Paige will ever get mad at a person for is for copying her outfit and not giving her credit. She's like, if you're like, Paige, I loved this look on you and I wore it, you're happy, right?
Okay, here's the thing. Let me make this, differentiate this, because on Instagram, my whole job is for people to copy my outfits, and I want you to do that. Yes. That's what I want. I want you to buy that. But if you're in my immediate friend circle and I wear something and then you wear it and you don't say, like, I saw that and it's amazing, I have to buy it, then I think it's weird. Because if I see a girl who I'm friends with wearing something, I'm like, oh my God, where'd you get that? I'm getting it. Like, I'm copying you. Like, bring it to the forefront. Don't make it awkward. And don't act like you didn't know that I was wearing it.
Yeah. So then I was like, oh my God, I've never thought of that as something I could get mad at someone for. So then I looked through all your outfits and then I called you and I was like, hey, that brown turtleneck you wore was my look for last season of Summer House, and like, it's just super weird. Like, if you liked it, you could have told me, but just to wear it and then post on your Instagram just seems like shady, and like, do you have a problem with me? And then she got insulted.
I have never went from 0 to 100 so quickly. I was like, first of all, this isn't even brown, so why don't you get your fucking eyes checked?
It's maroon, bitch. Anyway, it was a fake fight, guys. Don't get
so anyway, Hannah out. And I call each other in fake fight because it releases endorphins.
She was like, you thought you were betrayed last season? Just wait. Speaking of, the Summer House trailer has dropped.
Has dropped.
And I was more blown away than anyone. I'm so excited for this season.
I saw some people on the Facebook group that were like kind of mad that Paige and Hannah didn't tell us the trailer was coming out. We didn't know.
You guys,
we saw it when you saw it.
We are animals. We are caged animals that just react when things happen. My question to you is, what was your favorite part of the trailer?
Ooh, I think my favorite part was... Okay, my favorite part is probably when they introduce Sierra, because I'm very excited for people to meet her, like, and how
it was
spicy
epic. I felt like it was like Luke's last season, you know, when they had him like shirtless on the beach, but hers was like bodacious, like boobs everywhere, just like hair flowing.
And I'm excited for people to like get to know her personality. And yeah, it's just exciting when new people come on.
Yes. I feel like in the beginning when they were showing all the mess, I feel like it was all from our room.
Yeah. I was like, wow, that shot looks interesting. Interesting again. Okay, I think that's our bedroom. Cool.
I actually really liked you being like, I never saw this for me. Because you're also in like workout gear to clean.
Yeah, I know. Like, what was I wearing? I also liked that they showed my interview look with the big pink flower because I was very interested to see how that was going to come off on camera. And let me tell you, nailed it.
So funny, I didn't even notice that. But wow. Now that I think about it, I feel like I wore a flower in the past. I'll have to look into that. I'll get back to you. I also love that they let me open with my anal joke.
That one, you don't see it every day, but you love to see it. You love to see it.
And then it ended with me crying and making another joke. So if I don't cry in the trailer now, did a trailer even happen? I like barely was in it, and then at the end I'm like still here just crying.
You also have such a funny crying
voice.
When you're crying, because you're genuinely and all the time such a funny person, half the time when I see you crying I almost think you're like mocking people who are crying. I'm like, wait, is she real so crying or not?
When I start crying I then start making fun of myself crying, and then I try to think of funny things to make, because like crying is such a weird thing that you can't control, and then you're in it and then you're just like, well, here we are now, we might as well laugh about it.
Sometimes I'm like, does she have real tears or is she just playing all of us?
You guys, crying is an orgasm for your eyes, and we love to see it. We got great feedback last episode, starting with advice, so I think we need to get back into advice. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/gigglesquad, if you want to ask us questions, because we look there first. And then also our merch, we're coming up with a new collection, but if you want this collection it might not be up for too long, so go to giggly-squad.com and buy that shit.
Yeah, we have a lot of new things coming. I love pep talk time.
It is pep talk time. I know I say advice, but it's pep talk time. Okay, we're going to start with sexual health.
Okay.
How do I tell my new man we can't have sex for a while because I have BV? So I think that's bacterial vaginitis. So I don't know that much about bacterial vaginitis, but I feel like you have...
I feel like you're gross, and I feel like you're an expert on it.
No, I feel like you have UTIs all the time, so it's probably a simple... Like, how do you tell a guy that you have something going on down there and don't feel repulsive after?
So easy. Just say you have your period. Like, God gave us that for a reason, to get out of shit.
Well, that was genius. I was trying to think of some trick. Also, just remember, men are stupid and men are scared of vaginas. Yeah. So if you say anything...
Yeah, they're like, okay, got it. If you say like, oh, I have my period, and they're like, I don't care, just be like, I do though. So I'll care for the both of us.
Yeah.
Easy. That's an easy one to get out
easy.
Of.
Easy. Next. Next. I recently hooked up with this guy and he has not called or texted. Should I ditch him?
Yeah. He doesn't like you. He didn't call you or text you the next day. He doesn't like you.
You are in a mood today.
I'm in a mood. Don't call him. Don't text him. He doesn't like you, and you don't want to be with that person. Why would you want to be with someone who doesn't like you? Look, I want to be with people that don't like me all day long. It's so much fun. But like, if you're wondering if he's going to call or text, if he hasn't in the first 48 hours, then no, he's not. And if he does, it's just because he wants to sleep with you again, not because he wants to take you out on a date.
Yeah. 100%. And also, this is my favorite part, is when you get to ask yourself, do you actually like him, or just has he not texted you 48 hours after you had sex?
Yeah, like, I like homeless people, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, one of my friends had to tell me a couple weeks ago, like, he's homeless. So no, and he's not gonna text you.
Guys without jobs are great because they have a ton of free time, and quality time is my love language. However, at some point you have to look in the mirror and say, I deserve someone who can hold a job, because how are they gonna hold me late at night when I'm crying?
You look really pretty today.
Oh my God, thank you.
You're welcome.
I wish I could say the same for you. Just kidding.
My mom has been like, What are you doing in those videos with the podcast?
I'm
like,
well, it's just for our Patreon, but then
it goes,
Elena
up.
Pulls it, and then it like goes on Instagram everywhere, and we're just like, that happened. Look,
whatever, I'm relatable.
No, this means that you're in alignment with yourself, that you're not like putting chicken cutlets in your bra like 2 years ago. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Paige used to put chicken cutlets in her bra. And if you watch Summer House season 3, I threw them at her because it was a moment of growth.
I am a healthy A cup, okay? And I used to have a real problem with it.
Full A cup.
And I used to wear like a Victoria's Secret bombshell push-up bra with chicken cutlets. I basically stuffed my bra like I was a seventh grader. And now I don't even wear a bra. Don't even really own any.
Free the nipple. And I'm obsessed with it because you can pull off so many amazing outfits. And small boobs are so sexy. And that's that. Okay. Do you remember when I asked you the jewel question last time? That was so shady. I love it. Okay. This one is actually serious.
Okay.
How to fight imposter syndrome.
How to fight what?
Do you know what imposter syndrome is?
No, I thought you said pasta syndrome. And I was like, what is that? Because I probably have it.
That's the most Italian reaction you've ever had.
Pasta syndrome. What is it?
Just add a meatball. Add a couple meatballs. You're fine. Some Parmesan on top, a little basil, a little pepper.
What's imposter syndrome? Like someone's trying to be you?
No, imposter syndrome. Clearly you don't have it.
Okay.
It's when you get something and then you think like, I'm not this person. Like I don't deserve this. Like let's say you get a raise and you become manager at your sales company. And then you think I'm an imposter. Like I'm not actually good at what I do. And you just question.
Fake it till you make it, honey.
I feel like we're the opposite. Like, we should question what we do.
I'm like, pretty sure I should have had an Oscar by now.
No, like, I'm the opposite. But actually, Nikki Glaser gave me the best advice because she says she's Netflix specials, every special, TV shows, one of the funniest comedians in the world. She suffers from imposter syndrome sometime. Like, am I actually not good at my job? And she said that her therapist goes, Nikki, do you think you're that smart that you've been able to trick everyone to think you're funny? Because you're not. Like, you're not that smart that you've convinced the whole world and you've tricked them.
Wait, this is mind-blowing right now.
Yeah, it's the best advice, like, ever. And I never forgot it because whenever you question yourself, like, am I actually this good? Like, did I actually deserve this? Like, you know when you get something good sometimes, you immediately are like, oh, no, I don't deserve this or I'm going to get fired. It's like... Yeah. You didn't trick everyone in the company to think you're good at your job. You're not that slick.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this girl's asking, like, how do I, like, stop thinking that way?
Yeah, like, how do I believe that I am what I am and I deserve all the things? You need to stop being afraid of greatness. You need to go towards the light. Don't be scared of your light shining, girl.
Hang out with Hannah and I for a second. We'll make you obsessed with yourself.
I'm telling you, I want to do a show with you called Hype Girls. And we just hype people up.
Dude, I would love that.
Ooh, this is another good one. It's a lot of mental health stuff today. Okay. How do you deal with family that doesn't understand mental health issues like anxiety?
Oh my God, that's a really good one because I feel like my family doesn't understand that.
Well, I feel like me and you both have severe, highly functional anxiety. It makes us funny. But like we come from homes, like the generation of our parents were like, oh, you're stressed? Like, yeah. Get tough. Toughen up.
The number one phrase I heard growing up from my mom was, oh, what do you feel sorry for yourself? I should feel sorry for myself. Okay, I take it back.
I joke because I'll be like, I need a mental health day. And my dad's like, that's just called the weekend. Wait till the weekend and watch your TV.
Whenever I say something like that, like if I say I need a mental health day or like, specifically it was my birthday and I said to my dad it's my birthday and he turned and looked at me and said your whole damn life is a birthday, what's special about today?
And you're like, who hurt you, dad?
Yeah, who hurt, like, you? Do you want to talk about the trauma or okay,
I do think that our parents growing up anxiety wasn't a thing, but I think a lot of parents now are starting to realize like, oh, actually I suffer from anxiety. Because girl, my thing is, if you suffer from anxiety, it's genetic. Someone in your family is suffering from it, too. Like, if you look in your family genetics, there is fucked up shit happening. And it makes you feel less crazy because you're like, oh, I just was born into this. I didn't ask for it.
Right.
So I think instead of just calling it anxiety, speak to your parents in more like simplified ways of specific things, because anxiety is such like a buzzword. Maybe be like, sometimes I have repetitive thoughts, like if something bad happens I keep worrying about it, or like sometimes I can't eat, like say physical things and emotional things you really feel, and maybe
that's actually really good advice, Anna.
I don't know, maybe they'll be like, yeah, that happens to me too. But when you're just like, I have anxiety, people just like shrug it off, like fucking millennial.
Yeah, because it's like such a buzzword. You're so right. Wow, that was really good, because I had nothing for that one.
We're so funny. We are.
I was like listening for your answer, because I was like, what do I do?
We're literally just like, oh my god, you're so smart. And I'm like, thanks, you're so smart. And then we're like, do you know what imposter syndrome is? And Paige is like, no. Ooh, this is an interesting one.
Ooh, okay.
My boyfriend says we are out of sync. Help, he's pulling away.
So who are you fucking?
It's funny because I just watched Atlanta, and yeah, her, the new girl, Drew Sidora, her husband left for 3 days, didn't tell her, and was like watching her on the security cameras. She's like, where were you? Where were you? But in my head, I'm like, who was he fucking?
Right, that's my question for everything.
Or are you gay?
Yeah.
Did you just decide?
And then if you're having sex with someone else and you are gay, then that I can get behind.
This is another thing. You stop and you ask yourself, is it out of sync? And if it is out of sync, is it just you wanting to have a boyfriend that makes you want it? Or are you like, wait, we are out of sync and I could find someone who I could sync with?
Right. Like, you have to take a minute for yourself and like think about, okay, do I really like want to be with this person? Is he everything I want? And like, what are possibilities on how it could be out of sync? Because if this is completely out of left field and you don't feel like that at all, then like chances are
he's cheating,
there's someone else. Yeah, I mean, that's where my brain goes. But also,
so if that is the case, do you call him out, or do you like sneaky go through his phone and put like a tracker on his car? And
do you go full FBI? It depends on like what your relationship is. Like if you're like, if I thought that, I would just say to him like, hey, yeah, like is there someone else? And if you feel like you can really trust him and he says no, but if not, then like, yeah, go through his phone, who cares? Don't feel bad.
It's weird how she says my boyfriend says we are out of sync, because it's like, if he's just trying to get out, you don't want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you, be like, yeah, sure, we're out of sync, and you fucking leave his ass, he's pulling away, you pull away.
Yeah, like, then, like, ignore him for a little bit and be like, okay, see ya.
Also, don't say out of sync. That's lame. Break up with him for just saying the words out of sync. Like, that's another buzzword. Like, what the fuck does that mean? You're losing your synergy? Like, shut the fuck up, you finance bro.
Dude, if someone said we're losing our synergy, I would immediately chop his dick off.
Okay, this is a tough one for us. The question is how to stay motivated. Because I'm be honest, Paige and I love to sleep more than anything.
I love to nap.
We love napping. We are napping enablers to each other. If one of us is like, should we nap? They're already napping. Like, right. Nap at any time. But I really do think, and I say it all the time, like, I love Gary Vee, respect, whatever. Stop telling people to wake up at 4 a.m.
No. Why?
If I woke up at 4 a.m., I'd be a monster all day. I would nap the whole day anyway.
Can I tell you something? I actually woke up at 4 a.m. today. I woke up at 4:30. I was up until 7, and I was like, okay, so I guess like I'll just start my day. And then I was so like, weird.
Honestly, it's too many hours to have to exist on this planet.
And I fell back asleep and woke up at 11:30. Like, get out of here.
Yeah. Jennifer Lopez says she sleeps 8 to 10 hours a night. But did you hear that J-Lo is basically telling everyone that she's never had Botox?
Yeah, and that she's only put, like, olive oil on her skin. And that's why she's coming out with, like, a skincare line.
I'm disappointed in her. Are you?
Why? Because you think she's definitely lying?
Well, first of all, they were showing photos of her in her 30s where she has lines on her forehead. Now she doesn't. And if she's claiming olive oil, that's just not true. We're Italian. We have ton of olive oil all the time. I have very oily skin. But it's okay if you didn't. People were basically saying, like, if you didn't have Botox, that's okay, but admit to all the other shit you might have had, of like chemical peels and like,
right, maybe like it's not lasers, Botox,
but like, yeah, I feel something. Like she might have talked to her PR team and was like, well, I've never done Botox. Should I just say that? And it just creates false expectations of women to age like J-Lo with olive oil, or just, it's like another Kylie bullshit. Like, oh, dude, buy this and your lips will grow 4 times the size.
I know girls that like literally get these peels like twice a year and like literally take their entire face layer off.
Yeah.
And then it like looks like they got Botox because they look like a newborn baby. So like J-Lo with all the money in the world that she has, like she's getting shit done on the daily.
And that's why I think people should be honest about just what they're doing. Like I've been fighting this war of people need to stop doing work on their face.
You really have been on a crusade for years about it.
I've been on a crusade and it really annoys you. Do you ever see photos of a girl on Instagram and you're just like, yeah, she looks like every girl on Instagram, like a new pretty girl. Like, wasn't it fun to just have a unique looking pretty face?
Right. Right.
Like Audrey Hepburn. No one's ever looked like her before.
Right. Exactly.
Except you. You kind of look like her.
Thank you. Oh my God, thank you.
And I'm proud of you because as someone who is extremely materialistic, I'm surprised that you have not like gotten touch a little lip done or like a little something or a little Botox.
It just like it scares me.
That's how my Nana is.
Like because I genuinely, you know, wake up every morning and I'm fine with the way my face looks. Like I'm pleased with it. I have a general self-esteem around my face and the thought that like I could go and do something to it and like then I would wake up uglier, it doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah, so you have like enough self-esteem to be like, some people I think hate their faces so much that they're like, whatever happens it'll be different than this and I'll live with it.
Yeah,
but I want people to understand, once you get work done, people see the work. So instead of just seeing your face, they'll be like, nose job. Or they'll be like, Botox. Like, lips. Like, you don't look like yourself anymore. And I look at all these Instagram comparisons of, like, before and after. And I'm like, now I see a girl who has plastic surgery. Like, I don't know. And it's not bad. And for people who are listening who have gotten it, I'm literally, it's totally fine. We're Gucci. It's,
yeah.
Just before you get something done, ask yourself if there's a deeper reason.
Like, I know for a fact I'm going to get Botox at some point in my life.
Yeah.
Like, 1,000%.
And, like, I'm not going to hate you.
Thank you.
If you got your lips done or something. But I just feel like emotionally you might not be okay if you got it. I'd be like, let's talk about, like, deeper stuff. Like, do you feel inadequate? Do you not feel good enough? Do you feel like your boyfriend's treating you badly? Like, let's talk about that. It's literally like if someone keeps saying, hey, let's go party, and you're like, it's a Monday. Like, it's not bad to party on a Monday. Like, it's fun, whatever. But you'd be like, what's actually happening? So before you just like change your face, ask yourself,
check in with someone.
Yeah, talk to someone first. I think I might just become like a plastic surgery therapist and be like, before you cut your face open.
Yeah.
Just hug your dad.
That was a really good one.
But
do me a favor and hug your dad.
So I was on Good Morning America with my Nana.
Oh my God, you did amazing. Nana's adorable.
Thank you. I actually didn't know much about Good Morning America. Didn't have a lot of cable for the last couple years. My Nana, when she found out that segment for my Nana, by the way, it wasn't me. Like, they were like, we want Nana, and if you want Hannah with you, that's okay too. And she was like, yeah, I want Hannah with me. Nana cried when she found out she's on Good Morning America. I think it's like for older people, like you wake up, you put on Good Morning America, that's how you start your day. She cried.
Right.
And they were asking her just how she stays so young. And my Nana, her whole thing is, the only thing fake about her is her eyelashes. She is great at doing her makeup. She always has her eyelashes on. She's great at the contour. She always has highlighter, has a great lip color. It's what works for her face.
That's crazy.
She sleeps in a coffin position. She crosses her hands over her chest like she's dead.
I sleep literally on my face, like on my stomach.
I contort my body in just the weirdest. Oh, yeah. I actually don't sleep with a pillow.
Oh, my God. Hannah legitimately doesn't.
Off the bed. I hang off the bed.
Sleep with a pillow. The number one thing that I love about living with Hannah every summer is I need a lot of pillows. Like, I need at least three. Like, the minimum is three.
Why? What are you scared of?
I like to have a lot of comfort around me. So Hannah does not sleep with pillows. So I end up getting four pillows every summer. And it's just amazing.
I sleep raw dog. No pillow.
Her face is on the mattress, people.
Face on the mattress, turned on my stomach. It's just terrible. Then my Nana says she does 50 squats a day so her butt doesn't sag. So I was thinking about this. If you wake up, do 50 squats in the morning and night, like, that's great. Also, my friend was like, you should do it whenever you go to the bathroom. Just do 50 squats. But I pee and poop 100 times during the day.
Yeah, so. You pee a lot, I feel like.
Yeah, I think it's anxiety. Also, she's obsessed with SkinCeuticals. Like, that's her. But it's super expensive, I think, and she's lost all
SkinCeuticals her money. SkinCeuticals is pretty expensive. I have a few things from there, but, like, anything I've ever bought from there, I really like and use. Wow, I'm really going to try the sleeping on my back thing, I think.
She also doesn't smoke, never smoked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she says she eats pasta with vegetables.
Wow. Spoken like a true Italian, like, older woman giving advice. Now, if you're going to have pasta, just add a little vegetable in there and then it's fine. It's literally fine.
Get your vegetables by throwing it in some pasta with some Parmesan on top. A lot of Parmesan.
Imagine if we made Nana write a book on just, like, how to be a woman. Just, like, how, like, steps.
She has to. I had her on Burning in Hell. You guys should listen. But it was adorable when she basically was like, my dad told me I just need to get married. And, like, I wanted to go to college. I wanted to do all these things. So it's cool that now she's 79 and she's like, I'm going to be a star.
Yeah. That's crazy. Imagine if we lived then where our parents were just like, okay, and now you should get married.
Imagine if you married the guy you were in love with when you were 18.
Mine would actually be great. We'd probably be blissfully happy.
Actually, I thought of that. I remember him. Oh.
Shout out to Pat Hussey.
Oh my God. I love
him. No, literally love him. He was the best boyfriend ever. And honestly, you should have just stayed with him because whatever the fuck I'm doing now, who knows?
It got me thinking though about skincare. There are so many rules of like, they're like, oh, serums and moisturizers and eye creams. And it's like, what is the order that you put that stuff in? And how do you know what's good or not? Because there's a bazillion chemicals you could put on.
Okay, so I'm always tripped up by this. And one, I forget who told me this, but some facialist was like, if you ever don't know the order of things, you put on whatever is the lightest. So you go from the lightest to the heaviest.
Oh my gosh.
So if you have like a serum or an oil, like whatever is the lighter consistency, that goes on first. Then like the last thing is like your heavy moisturizer, like before you go to bed.
So I've gotten a ton of serums over the years and I don't even like know what they do. My mom said she recommends like vitamin C in the morning and then like acids at night.
Like anything that's like going to exfoliate is going to be at nighttime. I just got this hydrating, I can't think of, from The Ordinary, and it's like a caffeine thing that you put, like it's a serum, but it's caffeine, whatever that means. And you put it like under your eyes and it's supposed to make it look like you're like bright and awake. And like you do that in the morning.
Oh,
and
that's
one of my recent purchases that I really love.
But do you think there's anything that people listening just like need to have in their routine?
Honestly, you and my mom say this and it's kind of true. Like you just need a really good face wash and a really good moisturizer. And then all the other shit is just like added in things, to be totally honest.
So I got this face wash from Sephora because I was trying to invest in myself. And it's called Tatcha.
Yeah. Wait, I've seen this brand. Is it? It's purple.
It's like a light green. It's Japanese.
Okay. Yes.
It basically has some weird like fucking fruit in it. It says, harvested under a full autumn moon, the water of luffah fruit has been prized as a favorite natural skincare ingredient in Japan.
Harvested under the moon? Yeah, okay, bro.
You know that if it's harvested under the full autumn moon, like that shit slaps.
manifests.
It feels fucking good, but it's like, is it better than Cetaphil? Like, I don't know. But then someone was like, make sure it's natural. Who the fuck knows?
Who knows?
But I also got this under eye cream that I'm obsessed with. It's Ole Henriksen.
Okay.
Did I pronounce that right?
I don't know.
Henriksen. It's like the orange one. Okay. And it's banana bright eye cream. I don't know if it's working, but it smells so good.
Don't eat it, Hannah. I know.
It's like fucking candy.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com.
That's BlueNile.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
Wait, I saw this thing on TikTok. I wanted to tell you this. Okay. I saw this thing on TikTok, and it was these girls taking these bandages that were hydrocolloid is what it's called, like bandages that's supposed to be, I don't know if it's supposed to be for like scars or whatever. So all these girls are taking these bandages, putting them on their face, going to sleep, waking up in the morning, and it's completely clearing like their pores, like the bandages are sucking out like things. So I bought them.
Oh my god, you have to. And it shows, so, like the dirt after.
So I'm gonna do it. I think I'm going to, okay, because we're having a snow day today, and I read an article that was like, yeah, keep it on for like 8 hours at nighttime, and then when you wake up, like, it'll be better. And then one dermatologist was like, if you really want to, like, fuck it up, like, keep it on for longer, like, 24 to 48 hours. So since we're having a snow day today, after we get done recording this, I'm going to put them on. Like, I'm going to do a whole routine. They're just like, here, let me Google. There's like Band-Aid brand has them. They're like, they're just called hydrocolloid bandages. You can get like any brand.
You're putting tape on your face.
Pretty much. I'm gonna tape my face up and like see if it helps. I don't know, I'm just doing the research for you guys.
Just get Gorilla Glue tape.
If I glue all my pores, do you think they'll just stay like this forever?
If you were gonna expand, because I love being entrepreneurial,
mm-hmm,
would you rather do like a skincare line, okay, or a fashion line?
Fashion.
Yeah, but you do have a passion for skincare. Like, I could see.
I have a passion for pampering. Like, I love my nails, I love my skin, but really what makes me happy is clothes make me happy.
Yeah,
like I lay in bed at night and I look at this rack right here,
it makes you happy.
And sometimes I have it color coordinated and I'm just like, oh.
That's what the home edit on Netflix. It's like these girls who organize, yeah, people's homes, which I like to watch. And then it's like watching a workout video and not working out. Like, that's what I do for my house. I just watch. I go, that looks like it would be nice. But they strictly like color code everything. Shit. They say, yeah, you process it easier if you color code it. I see my clothes and I get stressed out because I'm like, I don't know what to wear ever.
I'm moving into a new apartment soon, and the organization which will ensue in that apartment,
oh my god, you should hire someone. I feel like Carl hired someone,
but here's the thing, my mom like loves doing that, and she'd be really sad, yeah, if I like outsourced, and it's, I can like yell at her in my apartment, I can't yell at those people.
Your mind also has to understand how it's organized, like, you know, some people's minds work different,
right?
Like, but organization is a way of de-stressing. People say if you have a messy room you have a messy life, but I
have a cabinet in my kitchen of just junk, like papers. There's wrapping paper in there, tape, my hair extensions, like a lot of random shit, checks, like banking things that I don't know what to do with.
It is officially time for front page news.
Let's do it. Well, the first thing we have to talk about, because we haven't spoken about it together, is obviously the Southern Charm, Kristen Cavallari, the whole hangout, the Instagram live.
Do you think it's good for Kristen's brand?
Okay, here's the thing that I was thinking about. Kristen has managed to go from reality TV star to like legitimate famous person, which I feel like doesn't happen that often.
No, like what's the difference between her and Morgan Stewart? I mean, Kristen did have a very, very long, illustrious career as a villain on reality TV.
Right.
That's what it is. Like, she's that's a what villain. It is. And she has turned into like America's wife.
Yeah, which is crazy. It's also crazy that she's sustained a career on reality TV without getting like washed up.
Like her and Heidi, for example.
A perfect example.
They have completely different statuses from the same exact show.
Which is crazy. I think it's...
Like even LC. Like LC.
I don't want to sound superficial, but I think it's because she married...
Jay Cutler.
An athlete. Like if you marry like an A-list celebrity or an athlete, I feel like it automatically brings up your like status. Like look at Olivia Culpo. Like she was famous because she was on Miss Universe, but like do we know any other Miss Universe? No. We know her because she dated Joe Jonas. And part of me thinks that people do that as like a PR thing.
No, they do. I know for a fact that up and coming celebs, PR people will talk to each other and be like, can they get coffee? And then get the paparazzi and show them getting coffee.
That's so crazy.
And they'll use each other to like get press.
Kind of insulted that no one's reached out to me.
But it's also weird. Like you think, like, you know, those people who are like on a walk and then they'll be like, we're just friends. Like a lot of that stuff is a stunt.
That's so crazy.
Well, because think about it, like, oh, you're perfectly dressed at a coffee shop with a cute guy.
Right. When does that ever happen?
That's when the paparazzi sees you. No, realistically, it's like running into your ex-boyfriend. Like you're picking up toilet paper from Rite Aid. That's when the actual paparazzi runs into you. I mean, the Kardashians have full editors in the paparazzi to edit their photos.
Right.
Like,
and like calling paparazzi, I think is so weird.
Well, that's what you do. You go, you're with a guy who's famous, some athlete. And like, I think the Bachelor people do that.
So anyway, so she was she had dinner with Craig and Austin and her hairstylist, Justin. Then they were on Instagram Live, like, singing Taylor Swift songs.
Is she, like, a fan of Southern Charm? Like, how did this even...
They, like, became friends, like, a year ago. And then people were asking Craig, like, how would he feel if Austin and Kristen dated? And he was like, I love it. Like, two of my really good friends dating. But then the best part was her boyfriend, Jeff Dye, the comedian.
Oh, they're official?
Yeah. They were spotted out in, like, Mexico earlier in this month, like, on a vacation. He tweeted when all this was going on and Kristen had to defend having guy friends, he tweeted, he wishes.
Okay, Jeff Dye. Like, also, dating male comedians.
Like, is he funny? Like, I've never watched any of his stuff.
He was in Guy Code and he's just like one of the hot comedians, but he's also like losing his hair and he has this like full comb over moment. But like, he's always been one of the hot comedians who's very charming. Also, I don't like that he tweeted that. I think that's so insecure of him.
I think anonymity is better.
But him saying he wishes, like, you're insecure, bro, because Austin is 6'5".
Or he, like, wants to be involved and, like, is Austin 6'5"?
Yeah. Why do you think I was flirting with him on Summer House?
This is a strong height.
Strong. But Austin, strong. I have such friend vibes with. Like, he's very easy to talk to.
Hannah, when you're drunk, you can literally kick it with anyone.
True. Austin walked into Southampton Social, and apparently I was like, you're a tall glass of water, and I'm going to climb you like a tree. And then I jumped on him.
No.
And he just caught me.
No.
And then he was carrying me around like a baby. I don't remember this, but that's what he told me. But Austin and I are...
And then Madison came out of nowhere, cut your hair off. I don't know. It's just kind of crazy. It would be like if you and I just started chilling with like Pauly D and Vinny from the Jersey Shore.
I mean, let's manifest it. Why hasn't it happened? Actually, Vinny was like, I want to go on a podcast. Which podcast should I go on? A lot of people tag Burning in Hell. And I was like, yeah. And then, I don't know. We're planting seeds.
Wow, that would be epic.
But
the four of us would have a great time.
When Kristen was like falling in the background of the Instagram stories.
I mean, she
like,
was hammered.
Fell. Like, ate shit, got back up.
Like, fully fell.
But also, did you read, there's drama because Craig basically was like, Madison was so mean to my girlfriend.
Wait, I didn't see that.
He was like, I think that's why he also was like, I'd love to see Austin with Kristen because Madison was so mean to my ex-girlfriend. I mean, his current girlfriend, because apparently Craig's current girlfriend has hooked up with Austin. And that's how we actually met her, because she was hanging with Austin. But clearly it wasn't very serious. So Madison was like, I don't know, I just thought it was disgusting. Like, she basically shaded the girl, being like, she's gross.
I beg to differ. I think if this girl was like just trying to date one of the Southern Charm guys, then like, yeah, that's gross. But also, if you have a connection with someone and you like happen to have like talked to their friend, grow up. Like, who cares?
It could be,
unless it's like your best friend. Well, they are pretty close. Like, here's the thing. I would never do that with you, I don't think. But if you came to me and you were like, hey, I think this person is my soulmate and I want to date them, I'd be like, 100%. Like,
that's
do it.
If she hooked up with Austin and Craig and Shep, I'd be like, oi, the thirst.
Yeah.
But the fact that her and Craig have actually hit it off is nice. And also, Madison, you wanted to be on the show too, so don't judge other girls.
Right.
I don't know Madison. I think she's amazing television and I love watching her.
I think she's made Southern Charm. Southern Charm would be really boring this year if Madison wasn't on it.
1,000%.
And I like looking at her.
Yeah, and I love that she doesn't have to raise her voice ever. As someone who's very loud and always using my hands and just in your face, Madison will talk like this and say something that will just tear your heart apart, and she will never change this tone.
She's scared.
She's like, Austin, you're not coming to this house ever again, and I fucking hate you.
I bet she's a scary mom.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, she has that good mom voice.
Yeah, she has that good, like, grit your teeth, don't open your mouth, but like yelling at you, mom.
Oh.
Okay.
What's next?
Okay. Do you remember when Dina Manzo's ex-husband hired someone to beat up her current husband?
Oh my God, yes.
The reputed mobster allegedly hired by former Real Housewives of New Jersey.
You're having trouble reading
New Jersey.
Right now.
Can I read? Yeah. Am I hungover? Dina Manzo's ex-husband assaulted her then boyfriend, who is now her husband. He did this to get a discount on his wedding. So, like, Dina Manzo's ex-husband hired this guy to beat up her current husband. And what the Manzo guy was giving him was a discount on his wedding. So he was like, sure, I'll go beat this guy up for, like, a discount on
my
wedding.
New Jersey shit and ever.
The most New Jersey shit I've
Look,
ever
Look, I'm having
heard
a garage wedding, but I feel like it's a little too much, you know? Do you know a guy who could get it down for me? You know, if you know what I mean.
330 guests. Like, shit's pricey.
That's insane that people figured it out and then told the press about it.
This guy is literally in, like, the Lugazi... Is that how you say it? Yeah, like, crime family. Like, they're, like, legitimately... legit mobsters. Okay, unpopular opinion, but I feel like maybe because this is like we grew up Italian, if my ex hired someone to beat up my current boyfriend,
kind of hot,
flattered.
Kind of hot. Right? Like, if my boyfriend got his ass beat, I'd be like, why don't you defend yourself?
Loser.
Why don't you learn how to throw a punch,
figure it out?
Like, if it was multiple men, that's lame. But if, like, you send one dude and he beats my husband up, I'd be like, okay, I need to find your husband.
How in love is this Manzo with Dina?
Well, I want a television show of just this love triangle. Because, like, most relationships, it's like, you kind of stop talking to your exes and then you just focus on what you have. This is next level.
Next level.
Also, have you seen Teresa's new man?
Oh my God, he's so
hot. He's so hot. And I just feel like she's living her best life. He's tall. He's big. She's like glowing. I don't know. I'm happy
like,
for
what
her.
What a glow up. Yeah. There were like, I saw pictures that paparazzi took of them like out in New York City, like having dinner. And I was just like, wait, you're stunning.
For example, that was one of those paparazzi moments.
Yeah, she's what they called.
We love Trey.
Dude, why don't we just start running around New York City and calling paparazzi? And they're like, Paige and Hannah, drunk again in the streets of New York.
It's like hey, literally,
that's my worst nightmare.
Want to take a photo?
Like a paparazzi watching me like walk out of McDonald's. Like, no, I don't need that.
Oh my God. What's next?
Okay, next. No Lizzie McGuire reboot.
So it sounds like sketchy shit was happening underneath. Like people were not getting along.
Should I read it?
Can you read?
Lizzie McGuire.
Hillary Duff. You're nervous.
Hillary Duff said, I've been so honored to have the character of Lizzie in my life. She has made such a lasting impact on many, including myself. To see the fans' loyalty and love for her to this day means so much to me. I know the efforts and conversations have been everywhere trying to make a reboot work, but sadly, and despite everyone's best efforts, it isn't going to happen. I want any reboot of Lizzie to be honest and authentic to who Lizzie would be today. It's what the character deserves. We can all take a moment to mourn the amazing woman she would have been and the adventures we would have taken with her. I'm very sad, but I promise everyone tried their best and the stars just didn't align. Hey now, this is what 2020 is made of. And Sophie Turner commented, no, Lizzie, no.
Okay, that was a shady thing because she basically was like, I want the character to be as authentic as possible. And basically was saying, and we couldn't do that.
And it sounded like she really wanted like a lot of control of like what Lizzie, but like, I want to know what it was. It.
Yeah. Like, what are you so passionate about that's worth more than the millions of dollars you would have made being Lizzie? It would have been huge for her career. Did Lizzie become a drug addict? Like, what happened?
Yeah. Like, is she an investigative journalist? It's like cracking the national code. Like, what is she doing that like you weren't down with? Yeah.
Like, did you want her to save the world and she just became an accountant?
Because you went to Italy and became a pop star with like a fake twin. So like the bar is pretty low on what Lizzie was accomplishing.
Yeah, it's not like Hillary Duff has been doing like epic roles that she's like, this isn't epic enough for me. Or if Lizzie McGuire went downhill, like, let's see it. She's just living with her parents at 28.
Let's make it truthful.
Yeah, like what could have been so bad about Lizzie? Did she go into like sex slavery?
Does she have an OnlyFans?
And if anything, let's empower that. Let's show that women can make money on the side, freeing the vagina. Let's stop being so judgmental.
It's like her little caricature.
Caricature. Doing an OnlyFans.
Is like doing like the WAP dance.
Body, body, yada, 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 yada.
Oh my God.
So, like, I actually need to know now, like, what happened to Lizzie that wasn't authentic to her? All she was doing was messaging boys on AIM. Like,
literally, you had a crush on Gordo, so get over yourself.
Maybe something happened to Gordo that she didn't love. Gordo's definitely an engineer.
Did any of them go on to do anything?
No. I really liked her sidekick, too. Miranda? Was it Miranda?
Yeah, Miranda.
Wow, I loved it.
Like, where's the little brother?
Yeah. See, these are all things that need to happen.
What's he doing?
She must have turned down so much money. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Hillary Duff, questions. A lot of questions about her.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, next, let's talk about how Armie Hammer has a girlfriend named Paige.
How unfortunate.
How unfortunate. Like, something in my manifestation wires got crossed. And I don't know where we went wrong. And my mom goes, better use your last name next
That's
time.
That's what happened when Derek Jeter got married to this girl named Hannah, who was my age.
Right. We've all had it happen.
Who looked like me, except if I was a Sports Illustrated model.
Right. This Paige girl, I mean, she is fucking stunning. So, like, I can't take it away from her. No, she's, like, a real pretty girl.
What does she do?
And she's just a model.
What's her last name?
Lorenz. L-O-R-E-N-Z-E. But here's the worst part, Hannah.
What?
She's blonde.
No.
Yeah, so it's like, how can I compete with that?
Was his ex blonde?
No, brunette. So he's having a midlife crisis.
She has fake lips. You know? And fillers.
Are you stalking her on Insta right
now? Yeah, she's just like a typical Instagram girl.
Yeah, but like she has a good aesthetic, don't you feel
she
like?
She does have a good aesthetic. She has great eyebrows. But like, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sick of every girl's Instagram page looking the same.
Well, it's very vibey, you know?
Yeah, it's very like cool girl LA.
I know. I wish I could be more cool like this on Instagram, but I just can't. Like, this is an insane pic.
Yeah, she's rock. You could do that.
She rocks freckles. Yeah, I could. Let me save it to my.
See, to me, you're like, oh, this grid's inspo. Great. And to me, I'm like, oh, she wanted some green, so she cut up melons and then put a one word caption just saying candy underneath. This is not candy. Melons is not candy. If you think a melon is candy, I'm sad for you. Eat a fucking Snickers bar. That's called candy.
I need more like aesthetic shots.
98%
though.
Water. No, because your aesthetic shots are not going to have the same engagement as your face in them.
I know. That's
but
so
you
true.
Love the grid moment.
Yeah, I love a grid moment. I get really stressed about my grid. Like right now, I hate my grid.
Also, Paige, honestly, I don't really care how she looks like. It's all about her personality, and maybe they have a great personality together.
It's all about being short and funny. So this tall model blonde probably doesn't laugh.
I don't like Army for you.
Okay, fine.
I like Massimo
way better. We'll manifest someone
better.
Else. We're gonna manifest.
How's it going? How are you guys?
Me and Massimo?
Yeah. You just I got mean, so nervous. I
just got so nervous. Well, just like everyone else, he hasn't texted me back, but I'm fine.
So let's end with what we're binging. What are you currently binging?
It's about a bunch of girls that get taken and they think they're going away on this like retreat. Like they're flying private. They think they're going away on this like mental health retreat. Then they get taken to like this island and they think they're like stranded there. And they have to like, it's crazy. It's stupid.
That sounds
though.
Really
but I watched
intense.
The entire first season.
I've been really into documentaries. So I watched.
Yeah. What are you watching?
I think it was on Amazon Prime or Hulu. It was Lorena.
Okay.
And it's basically about the woman who cut her husband's penis off.
Shut the fuck up.
Which happened in 93. So like we were very young. It was an incredible story because she basically cut his dick off, then took the dick and ran.
Cut it off with what?
A knife. Like apparently it's pretty easy to cut off. There's like no bone. You just it's
like a kitchen knife?
Like a steak knife.
Wow.
Like it's like a sausage just right off. So they said it was a perfect cut. And the guy went to the hospital. They couldn't find the dick. She, while she was driving, threw it out of the car.
What a conundrum.
Threw it out of the car.
She did.
But then they called her and she was like, I threw it out of the car on the corner of 7-Eleven. And they were like, okay. They found it in all this grass.
No.
And they put his dick back on. And I guess it continued to work. But then there was this big, what's it called? Lawyer's
lawsuit?
Trial.
Trial, yeah.
There's a huge trial. Because she goes, I was emotionally and physically abused and raped throughout this marriage. He's the guy who, like, couldn't keep a job. He definitely, like, was an alcoholic and would get really drunk.
Was he really hot, though?
So hot.
Wow.
So hot. Because if he wasn't hot, people would be like, he's a monster.
Right.
But this is the problem. He was hot, and she was claiming he was raping her while they were married. And that was, like, not accepted in society to be like, you can't get raped when you're married to a guy. But apparently,
I love when you say, but apparently.
Apparently. Oh, my God. It sounds like that YouTube video.
Apparently. And apparently, she cut his dick off.
This kid learned a new word, and it was apparently, and he said it like 1,000 times. Apparently.
I love that. I always send those GIFs.
We have to post that apparently. YouTube on Instagram. Okay, so this is when it gets crazy. So she accused him of sexual abuse. And that's why. So he was on trial for that. But they said you could only, within the last 5 days, have sexual abuse to cause this. Like, you can't blame, like, all the years of abuse, which is so wrong.
That's okay. Who made that rule up?
I don't know. Some white man. So he gets off and he becomes like a celebrity. He's on like all these shows doing all this stuff. He did porn. Like, no. He was like, but he also was terrible with money. It was crazy. But then this woman who was getting her nails done at the place that she was a nails technician.
Okay.
Saw that and was called the lawyer and was like, within 5 days, like, I got my nails done by her and it was the worst manicure I've ever done. She waxed my eyebrows and they were two different eyebrows. It was terrible. And she was shaking and crying the whole time. Like, she definitely suffers from PTSD and is getting abused by this man. So he goes, the trial's over, but you have to go on trial for when she's on trial. So we basically find out this man is obsessed with forced sex. Like, he gets turned on by forced anal sex. He goes, I love when women don't want it. So he would rape her. No. All the time, and she was so not into it, and he was so abusive, and people have seen, like, there's tons of evidence of her, like, having bruises, and mm-hmm. so they had to basically be like, was this premeditated? Was she like, this guy beat me and raped me, mm-hmm. so I'm gonna cut his dick off, or was it reactive? So they were able to convince the jury.
Oh, because if it's reactive, she'd get off.
Yeah, that it was like temporary insanity, that she suffers from PTSD, and then she just had to go to like a mental institution for 45 days, and now she's free. But she's gone on to like help victims of domestic abuse, and she's just been amazing. And he went into porn. Tried to get his dick elongated.
Pardon?
And it like ruined his dick. And he started to work for like one of those bunny ranches in Vegas with strippers.
Ew.
And then he's married like two other women who have both said he abuses me and gone to trial. So yeah, it was really good. It's called Lorena.
Wait, this was on Amazon Prime?
Yeah, it's really good. I kind of told you everything though, but
whatever. No, I liked that.
And she is such a like timid little woman. Like, she talks like this.
Wait, I'm watching this today on our snow day.
She talks like this. It's really good. And it just shows how times are different, because nowadays if a woman's like, he raped me while we were married, everyone would be like, yes, bitch, we have your back. Fuck that dude.
Yeah.
Where back then they were like, that doesn't happen.
That's crazy. Oh my God. Okay, I need to watch that. I need to catch up on Atlanta. I caught up on Salt Lake City.
Have you watched the Potomac reunion?
I watched the first half of it.
Can I give you some tea?
I fell asleep. Yeah.
So this is the update on that. Oh my God, now we're getting into it. So on Chat Room, mm-hmm. we have Giselle, who is like speaking her side of the story. And Portia basically is best friends with Monique.
Mm-hmm.
And Portia was basically like, Monique told me that Candace sued her to help pay for her own house. Where Giselle was like, that's just not true. And Portia was like, I'm just repeating what Candace said. I mean, what Monique told me. So Candace goes on a podcast and is basically like, Portia and Monique are wild. Portia, I don't know how she was raised, but she was definitely not raised well. So Candace is now fucking with my girl, Portia.
Oh my God.
But I try to put myself in Candace's shoes. Like, you know, if you think you're right in a situation, you go and you see people on a talk show not taking your side. I get mm-hmm. having anger, but the low blows, like, she's like the low blow queen, like coming at how Portia was raised.
Dude, if Bravo was treated like a actual office, like the inner office drama, like, you know how ESPN makes those commercials?
Oh my God.
You always say this, make those commercials of like them, like all athletes, but they're like in an office, like doing shit they would never do. Why Bravo doesn't have commercials of all of us like doing different things and like getting mad at each other will forever
like,
boggle
at the
my
water
mind.
Cooler, like someone's stomping their toe and it's like, Candace turns and it's Portia and she's like, are you done? And like just like little things,
like you at the photocopier, like just staring at me and me being like, do you want to get dragged?
What was Dorinda's was cut? What's Dorinda's line? Cut. Well, it could be funny if she was like cutting papers, be like, cut, bitch. Or just like finding Bravo lines and putting it in office situations. Like Denise is doing a meeting going, Bravo, Bravo, fucking Bravo.
She's like standing at a boardroom and she's... Wait, that would be hilarious.
Teresa does construction, is like flipping some tables to like move the tables.
Lucy Juicy is just like running around the office with the office dog.
Oh my God. And then like Tinsley is drinking coffee and she's like, yeah, I'm drinking Luann. Oh my God. This has been such a fun episode of Giggly Squad. Of course, the heavy tea comes at the end, so y'all know. Join our Patreon. Like, subscribe, review. Like, do it all. We're obsessed with our gigglers. We love you guys so much.
Love you guys so much. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Thanks for giggling with us, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.